K4JCA, KA4JCA, N4ZLK.
4ZLK, KA3JCA. Shane, she'll give you a call back here in just a second. She's right in the middle of taking a one of these, like, assessment tests that you do for a job.
I'm just trying to see if I can get her to talk on the radio, and then I was going to say, ask her to talk about you, just as a joke. But anyway, how you doing today, Richard?
Just seeing it, because when you call her call sign, her ears perked up, she turned around, and you can hear her cackling in the background.
See if I could get her to get on the radio. I know you said she'll talk, so I was going to see if it was true. But I hope you guys are doing well today.
All right, if you're going to be around in about 10 minutes, she should be about finished. She's like halfway through, and I was in the middle of getting ready to take my medications. So, yeah, if you'll be around here in 10 minutes, I'll give you a call and see where you're at.
She'd be making a delivery in about 10 minutes, but it should take me more than 5 or 10 minutes, and then I'll be back on the road. So, yeah, that'd be fine. I'll talk to you again. Be careful, and we'll see what happens. KA3JCA, N4ZLK. Good to hear you, Richard.
All righty, sir. Thank you very much. N4ZLK, KA3JCA, clear.
KX, N4ZLK.
Who wants to talk to you this morning? KJ4, CTD Mobile.
You got to fish a little bit before you catch anything. Good morning. How are you?
How's your day going?
Beautiful. The air condition works good here in the truck, and it's my Friday, so I can't complain too much.
I'm complaining here in a little bit. I got to go work out in the middle of a field for at least an hour. Drexon, KJ4, CTD.
Name and call again. I've heard you, and I think it's the first time I might have talked to you, possibly.
The call is Kilo Juliet 4, Charlie Tango Delta. My name's Wyatt.
Matt, I know, we've talked before, but it has been a while. Are you installing a tower or something like that? Is that working in a field?
I will be checking the phase of a transmitter.
Do it early. It's going to get hotter.
5 minutes to get out the Donaldson, and since I had COVID, I've had this weird fatigue stuff, and I just can't seem to quite get moving in the mornings. I really should have, had it out there before rush hour.
That stuff hangs around for a while. Are you coming out to Donaldson Center? Is that what you're talking about?
Affirmative.
I passed it on my left. I'm headed down 25.
If I'm not mistaken, you're like FedEx or something?
Something like that. People. But I'm in the big truck now. I'm not in the little package car. I wouldn't have been able to have a radio in there.
Well, y'all make the world go around. Diesel prices come down any in South Carolina?
What'd you say? Prices come down what?
On the diesel.
But it's getting ready to go back up again. So don't worry about that. They'll take care of that.
About that. I was reading yesterday or this morning, they found a massive oil fill in the Caribbean, just barely offshore from South America.
But there are multiple oil fields all over this country. The problem is we have politicians that don't want to use it, so that's the issue.
Understand that. And they just, they love to talk big about going to zero carbon and all that, but they don't understand that to do that, you need batteries, and batteries are a messy business.
Some of them don't understand. They seem to done things done on purpose, but that's just my opinion.
A lot of money, but it ain't going to be us.
Have a good day. I'm pulling into my next delivery, and I hope everything works out for you. And I think you do something with FAA stuff, don't you? Did I hear something mentioned about that?
And let me catch you later. KJ4, CTD Mobile.
Where's that LK? And I'll talk to you later.
Did you feel any, better knowing that quiets out there guiding these aircraft, does it, Shane? Just had to throw that in there, Wyatt. Engine roll to yours.
We're going to have to take a piece of equipment out of service so I can check the phase. Might point the runway the wrong direction just for you.
My ADS-B is built into my head, Wyatt.
The other day, about an aircraft near accident. It was considered a near accident. The ILS was down, and they were making a GPS approach, and because they had the altimeter incorrectly set by 0.1, they came within like 200 feet of plowing into the ground at the end of the runway, before they even got to the runway.
I think that'd make that much difference. It was ILS that they were coming in that day?
No, it was Cat 3 weather, and the ILS was down, so they were making a GPS approach.
Well, the GPS should have got them in there pretty accurately. I don't know what all is available on these GPS approaches, Wyatt. Do they have, does that tell you your altimeter?
What? I mean, you know, within a certain precision level, but they found out it was a near incident because, you know, visibility was under 100 feet vertical and horizontal, and the radio altimeter in the aircraft was saying, fly up, but, you know, the ILS approach equipment for the GPS approach was saying, nope, you're fine.
That's not a good thing. That must have been a commercial aircraft. I mean, our minimums on the carrier in the old days, real old days, back in the 60s, were 200 feet and a half mile, but I know it's down to almost zero now, and those guys, they definitely couldn't see the VASI that day, could they?
Once you get the Cat 3 approaches, a Cat 3C, you don't have to see nothing. But the ILS has to be operating. You cannot do a GPS approach on a Cat 3 in a Cat 3 situation. It's strictly prohibited. But, you know, and it was a commercial aircraft. I think it was like an Airbus 320. And, you know, they kept asking the tower, and the tower kept saying, you know, 29.9, and the altimeter was actually supposed to be like 29.8985 or something. I don't know what it was.
That's really a close call. That'd make the goosebumps come up on them fast. That's crazy when you're landing at 140 to 160 knots and, you know, with 100-foot visibility. Phew. We were landing at just barely over 100 knots, and several times on CCA, or carrier controlled approach, we'd wave off, and I'd look out my portal, and there would be the carrier down below you.
Well, you know, I can understand it on a carrier that you'd have to have higher minimums because the carrier's moving up and down, and you're moving up and down, and, you know, all sorts of things can go 50 feet in a hurry.
Yeah, I can, and we had TAC-N back then. No GPS, of course, but nowadays, they say that they have an auto landing system on stuff like the F-18 and that. I just would be curious to talk to one of those guys and see what they can do nowadays, because apparently that can land the plane, but you know and I know, a good pilot's not going to allow that, more than likely.
I can't see full auto land on a carrier and zero visibility. I just can't see that. That, to me, that would scare the fool out of me. I don't like it when the commercial aircraft do it. But, you know, all the major airports, as far as I'm aware, all have Cat 3C approaches. But if the ILS is down, you can't do it. Just because the resolution is not high enough on the GPS units.
I went up to 172 a few years ago, and he had a GPS on there. It's pretty neat, but he wasn't very talkative. He was just giving me and Bernice a ride down to Clemson and up over the nuclear power plant. Oh, I wish I had a way of going up more, but that happens when you get older. Well, what are you going to fix today, Wyatt?
Check the phase relationship on the glide slope. It's got a carrier plus sideband, and the other signal is sideband only, and they got to be in phase. Otherwise, things are a little wonky.
Oh, God bless you for what you do. We are just headed down to the fruit market, and you know how far that is, and we're getting within a couple of blocks of it. Great to hear you this morning. And thanks for what you do out there. I got to let this Mercedes get in this lane. Well, I guess I don't. They give a left-hand turn signal, but they didn't make the lane change. All right, Wyatt, KJ4CTD and 0TR73 is Wyatt. Have a safe day.
Okay, Doug. We'll catch you later, Tom. KJ4CTD, clear. Mobile. Still mobile. Ran 4IQ, mobile.
Good morning, Bill. How are you doing this morning? We just pulled in up here at the fruit market. Good to hear you.
Good. It's actually pretty nice out here. I got the all the windows down, and it feels good as long as you got some wind blowing on you. But this is one of the nicer days that I've seen for a while. So I hope you and Bernice are doing well. I'm just got out, left the YMCA and the pool, and now I'm headed to get my haircut. So I'm about 5 minutes from destinating. Over.
There's the War Department. Well, it's one of the rare times you don't have Toby with you or one of your doggies. I don't remember their names now, all of them, but I remember them. Yeah, Bill, I sent you a real good video last night. I don't know if you got it or not. You say you do, but that one's an interesting concept. It's a video, and to avoid politics, I won't say much about it here, but it's extra good, and it's really something to think about, unfortunately.
Yeah, I got it, but I haven't looked at it. And I got up at 6 o'clock this morning. I didn't look at anything. I just... There's a guy over here. I'm waiting for him to pass me. Thank you, lady. So I can get in the other lane. I'll have to look at that, over.
Yeah, it's extra good. And rather sad in a way, but I wouldn't be surprised. Well, about the only interesting thing I saw on last night was Market Reef, and I have them on 4 bands, and I'm sure you probably got them on all bands because it's not too hard to work, but 40 meters has been rather lousy lately, and their signal on 7008 was really, really weak. And 3501 was just about as weak. So I didn't bother trying to work them. I'll wait till they get stronger. I think I might need them on 80. I know I need them. No, I don't either. I need them on 160 and then some of the upper bands, but that's about all. Just for kicks and giggles, because there hasn't been much on, but they'll be there a few days. He's Oscar Juliet Zero, I think, something or other. And just thought I'd pass that on. Well, we're sitting at the fruit market, and Bernice is being patient with me. I think I'll get me a small watermelon, and she wants to get some peaches this morning. So I'll let you go, Bill, and talk to you later. I'm glad to hear you. N4IQ and 0TR73's Bill.
Okay. Well, it's not like you're having fun working some DX. I have been on in the evenings much other than checking couple nets that I check in frequently. Last night I talked to Phil and my brother John, so that's all I did last night, and then pull the plug and head upstairs. But that's good at Market Reef. I don't know what bands I've got them on. probably have the most, but I don't know. I did get the Macquarie Island. That was a new country for me. So I was glad to get that. Let's see, that was current country 330. So, and total 341. But so I need one more. I need one more. Beauvais coming up here in January, so that's the next one that I'm really going to try to get. All right, 73. Have a good day. I'm right here at the beauty salon. Maybe they'll do my nails too. N0TR, N4IQ.
Yeah, and Bob said he got Macquarie, but he had to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. What band you get him on, Bill? I haven't got that one.
I got him on 20 meters. It was like the second day they were on. And I had Macquarie. I had no idea they were going to be on. But I had that in my alarm on my phone, and it woke me up about... I had already gone to bed. I was asleep. I guess it was probably 10:30, sometime like that, on 20 meters. My alarm went off, and I said, and it told me Macquarie. I said, Macquarie? Because I got the top 10 most wanted ones that I don't have. Macquarie is one of them. And it about knocked me out of bed when the alarm went off. Because I normally don't get alarms after I go to bed. But that's about what time it was. 10:30, 11, something like that on, and went to 20 meters. I went downstairs, and I just happened to have left the rig on. I normally don't do that, but I put it on the band. I knew exactly what frequency they were on, but I never did hear them before I called them. I just went up frequency a little bit on FT8. He's almost all FT8. If you don't have FT8, you're not going to work him, but I gave him a call, and lo and behold, he came back to me. I never heard him before that, never heard him afterwards. N4IQ.
This is N0TR. Yeah, they're probably going now, that's for sure. But the only other interesting one there was out in the Aleutians is a K7K. It's on Kiska. It's real easy to work, but that is kind of a... I know it'll just be Alaska and don't amount to much, but I worked him on the first try on a couple of bands. But it's out beyond ADAC, and our squadrons used to fly up to ADAC. I think Gary said he'd been to ADAC. I've never been there. It's way out in the Aleutians, and that Kiska's 680 miles from Russia. So I went ahead and worked him for the fun of him, but really hasn't been a great deal on, but... Well, I don't have FT8, so I can write that one off, but I thought I'd ask. Up till about midnight, I'm okay, but after that, I'm not going to get up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Well, I get up anyways. I guess I could to go to the bathroom. That's about it. All right, Bill, I'll let you go. 73's, have a good haircut there. I just got mine the other night. Bernice, give me one. N4IQ, N0TR.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, that's good. Solutions. Yeah, some, you know, just because something's easy to work doesn't mean you're going to work them because somebody has to be there. That's just the way it is. That's not a de-expedition to Macquarie. It's just an individual. He's running 100 watts, and he's using a mobile whip, actually a marine mobile whip, and he was originally going to leave this month, or at least stop his operations, but now he's going to be there in October, I think he said. But he's strictly on and off. That's just casual operating. He's an Australian, and that location is run by the Australian government, actually Tasmanian government, and he just operates when he gets time. So you're lucky if you get him. But he's on FT8, Foxhound, and when he's on, he's easy to get. It's not hard to get. It's kind of like that Alaskan one that you, it's not a difficult place to reach from North America, but you've got to be on the air. That's the challenge. All right, 73s, N4IQ, QRT.